Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Certainly is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. We mentioned it briefly earlier in the show, but the World Series last night saw the Toronto Blue Jays win once again. They are now a game away from winning the whole thing, and they could do it in front of their home crowd tomorrow night as Game 6 will be played in Toronto. It is Blue Jays Dodgers, of course, and it'll be Kevin Gausman, Red Sox killer, opposite Yamamoto, who has had an awesome postseason.
Yeah, he was ready to go in that 18. He was going to pitch the 19th in the 18-inning game the other day, and yeah,
Crazy. He's been
unreal. Nick did point this out earlier. I guess this hadn't occurred to me. We are Blue Jays haters, Keith.
We hate the Jays?
Yeah.
Why do we hate the Jays?
Well, there's 2 games left, both in Toronto. Who are you picking to win the World Series despite the Blue Jays 3-2 lead?
I'm picking the Dodgers.
Me too.
I've picked against the Dodgers picked against the Jays every step of the way.
This is what Nick pointed out.
And I've been so wrong.
I guess
I got the Dodgers.
To the World Series.
Well, that man wasn't thinking straight.
But we had the Yankees over the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
We had the Mariners over the Blue Jays. We still have the Dodgers over the Blue Jays. If you went back and listened to every individual pick for every individual game, I probably would have picked against the Blue. So I guess I just don't respect them. But I guess
tomorrow night, good spot for the Dodgers.
I'll take Yamamoto and the Dodgers.
They're
tomorrow.
Gonna win it though. The Blue Jays probably.
I guess I just have to respect them once they actually win it. I guess.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want grab bag.
You can't handle the
grab bag.
How about this Thursday Night Football Week 9? Kicks off tonight, Jones.
Okay.
It'll be the 2-win Dolphins hosting the 2-win Ravens.
That's the show's Super Bowl winner right there.
They need to turn it around.
Yeah.
They are expected to do so. Despite being on the road, they are 7.5-point favorites.
Okay.
In Miami. Looks like Lamar's back.
Who do you think wins the game? The Ravens should win the game.
I think the Ravens win. I'm not entirely sure they cover.
Yeah, I don't know. What'd you say? It was 7 or 7.5?
7.5. Yeah, the hook.
That feels like begging you to pick Miami. That feels like Vegas is begging for you to take Miami. They're like, you even get the hook at home.
I can't make heads or tails of the whole
thing. That
feels
like they want, I smell a rat is what I smell.
Oh, rat smell.
Yeah, so maybe it's Ravens in a blowout. Maybe that's what it is.
Total of 51.5, though.
I like that.
Points,
yeah,
points.
Yeah, load up your fantasy lineups tonight, specifically with Ravens, but throw your Dolphins
in. Yeah,
I
had to go Tua in a pinch. I think I might have to roll Tua.
Tua's fine.
Yeah.
Achan, obviously. Get him in every week.
See, Achan just scores touchdowns every week.
Yeah, he's great.
He's a touchdown machine.
Waddle?
Waddle had a good play last week.
Yeah, so yeah, get all 51.5, get them all in your lineup, yeah. Grab bag, grab bag, grab bag. You already know that I'm killing this track. Grab bag, grab bag, grab bag. Everyone knows that I'm killing this track. Every
every single one of the listeners of a station called WWEI. They always talking about the grab bag, but it's not like they ever had a reason why. Every time I try to find out what a grab bag is, I find out that my wish is denied. Look at the way that I know how to rap, I be spitting these bars and I don't even try. Is it when I grab up on any bag, or does it have to be a certain one? Does it even describe in a bag, bro? Does it even describe in an action? Like if you were just talking at random, just give me an answer. Work it up out of my face, so I can go get the A.
Grab bag. You already know that I'm killing this track.
Grab bag.
Everyone knows that I'm killing this track.
Bruins home tonight against the Sabres, what trying to make two wins in a row. We already mentioned how Marco Sturm announced today that it will be Korpisalo in net. And if he wins, obviously good news, but then it's like, all right.
Ride that hot hand.
What do you do there? Swayman going to be cheering him on from the side.
Yeah.
Or Korpisalo could play like Korpisalo, and they just lose the game.
They don't have a back to if Korpi keeps winning, Keith, yeah. They don't have a back-to-back for weeks.
Yeah.
Thursday, Saturday, Tuesday. Like, they don't have a back-to-back forever.
You can just keep seeing this guy?
Keep. Ride Korpi, Keith.
Is that the plan?
Yes. Ride.
That's a little concerning.
Well, I think that's Sturm's plan.
Yeah, it might be the Sturminator's plan.
Wait a minute, Doc. Are you telling me that you built a time machine?
Out of a grab bag?
Celtics back in action tomorrow after their win over the Cavs last night. We talked about that. Very impressive win for them. Shot the lights out. Just made a lot of threes, and they out-rebounded the Cavs.
They took a lot and made a lot.
Yeah.
And shot okay.
30-point night for Jaylen Brown. But tomorrow, Jones's favorite thing. You might have to DVR this while you're trick-or-treating because game one of the NBA Cup is tomorrow.
Good.
It is Celtics and Sixers. Actually, you can't DVR it because it's on Prime Video. So do they have a replay option?
Does that just live there? Yeah, I think
might just be there forever.
Yeah, well, later that night anyway. I don't know if it's always there.
You just always have it there?
Group B is tough, Keith.
Yeah,
I was going through this morning, actually.
Yeah, you're looking at it.
You had to remind me about one of the teams. I knew it so well.
Absolute buzzsaw.
Orlando, yeah. Detroit, Philly, and Brooklyn. Group B.
Looks good.
Hornets nest.
Whoever comes out of Group B, you like? Group B.
Well, what I always say is if you're coming out of Group B, you're going to be battle tested.
Yeah, that's true.
B's for battle tested. Mm-hmm. So that's what they're going to be, yeah.
All right, Rich, here we go. Background music. Going to give it away.
Sure. There it is.
Abracadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up. They can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
All right, we also take calls occasionally in the grab bag. Jones, let's go to Josh in Springfield here.
Oh.
I believe on the grab bag. Josh, what do you have?
Hello, Josh.
I just have to point out that that grab bag hip-hop banger.
That last one?
I need that on a playlist.
Okay.
And I got to be honest, a little bit tired of hearing Final Countdown there. Maybe might want a new opening. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't
care for that.
Yeah, I don't know about
suggestion,
that.
Suggestion, Josh.
Was he talking about this one?
All right, Rich. Here we go.
No, probably not. Probably the one prior to that.
Yeah. Well,
so I appreciate the positive feedback there, but I don't really love the negative feedback about the intro, which is a timeless classic.
That's not, though, a bad idea to have like a playlist of some of these grab bags.
That's true.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
Terp?
Anybody?
Terp, get on it.
I don't know, Terp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful grab bag.
That could be on there.
That would be on there.
I would imagine.
I mean, we have to whittle it down to however many you can put on a playlist. But congratulations.
Is it not 400?
400? Yeah, maybe just put them all on there.
Yeah, wow.
That's true.
Yeah.
Just play them all.
Quite a playlist.
Congratulations to Marcus Jones. Gets the contract extension this week. Also named the AFC Defensive Player of the Month.
Wow.
Of the month.
Now, I don't want to chop him down, Keith. He's already teeny tiny enough.
Seems like you're about to. You kind of just did there, and it seems like you're about to further.
He's already small enough.
Yeah.
So I don't want to chop him down, but has he even been the best defensive player on the Patriots over the last month?
He's been good. He's had a couple of picks. He picked off Josh Allen in the end zone.
No, he's been good. He's been great, and he's worth the contract, and like I think he's a good player.
I would argue.
Has he even been their best defensive player, never mind the best defensive player in the AFC?
Again, not to drop an elbow on Marcus Jones and his candidacy or even his win, as it turns out. If Myles Garrett only played one game all month and it was last week's game, I think he would win.
He's got a good argument for it.
He had 5 sacks in one game.
Yeah.
So it wasn't him?
Apparently not.
So Marcus Jones greater than Myles Garrett?
What did he do in the other three, though? Honestly, probably only a couple sacks.
What did he do in those other games?
I don't know.
Did he play? Did he not play?
I have no idea.
Even if he did, I feel like he still got himself a good chance.
Do they factor in record? Like, is this one of those things like...
winning games?
Yeah. Is that like a tiebreaker where, oh, well, the Patriots didn't lose a game all month, so they're on a short list, like them and the Colts, I guess, or them and the Broncos, I guess?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
He only had one other sack.
Okay, so he only had six sacks in the month?
Six sacks in the month.
Marcus Jones had 2 picks.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, look, I like it.
Congratulations are in order.
I didn't realize, and I don't want to chop him down again. No. It's not what I want.
Please
do.
Don't.
I know you want to go there.
I don't.
It's not what I want to do.
It's a nice player.
I didn't expect him to be AFC Defensive Player of the Week.
Fair
month,
enough.
Rather.
How about this? Yeah. Keeping up with the WAG info, you know me. I like to keep on top of this.
Sure.
Klay Thompson and Megan Thee Stallion, not only are they together, apparently they live together now.
What happened?
There's some scuttlebutt on the internet. Oh, Tori Craig's yesterday's papers.
Tori Craig, yeah.
Tori Craig, see you, dude.
Because I do remember. Yeah.
She loves Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson's very nice to her, she has said.
Was Tori Craig not?
Well, I don't know.
Is that the implication?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying she's really talked up the kindness of Klay Thompson.
I forgot about this. So
Power couple.
Wasn't there a picture of them like poolside or her poolside where he was like in the background just like chilling on like a deck chair?
that's how it got right. I'm pretty sure that's Klay Thompson.
No kidding.
But then they've been spotted at like real places and stuff together.
So now they live
but they
together.
Love each other.
Good for them.
Yeah. I love.
You do.
So the fact that those two are together makes me feel pretty happy. You know.
All right, good. I love. I'm very jealous of everyone else's love. So, but good for them. Good for them.
That guy sounds like me from earlier in the week.
Yeah, it sounds like one of those Greg.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Reads that's airing right now, yeah.
Yeah, they kind of just left that in there.
Yeah, I might go.
FanDuel.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's fine.
It's going around. It's going around.
It is.
It's catching a lot of people.
People have it.
FanDuel. Hey, it's Greg.
All right, your horror movie of the day.
Yeah.
Only one more sleep until Halloween. Going with an all-time classic. One of the scariest movies I've ever seen. And got the most, I guess, like WTF moments in a movie. The Shining.
Oh, sure.
The original Shining.
Sure.
Haunting. Scary. Stephen King hates the movie.
You're saying this off the air earlier today. I didn't realize that. He doesn't like the film.
Yeah, so one of the criticisms I remember reading him, I think he said in like an interview, was that in the book, The Shining, the Jack Nicholson character is like, it's a descent into madness. Whereas like this movie.
Too mad, too quick.
The first time you see him, you're like, something with that guy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like the look of that guy.
Yeah, Stephen,
like they made him out to be like bad too early.
Stephen King, such a book guy.
Too much. Stick to the book,
yeah,
huh?
No, yeah. I'm just saying. He's like, the book's better than the
movie. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sure. Well, thanks a lot.
So anyway, there is that. And then they redid the movie on a TV version, which apparently Stephen King liked more. And it was the guy from Wings, Steven Weber, played Jack Torrance.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. For whatever that is worth. But yeah, going with The Shining. I think that's a all-timers. You can watch that bad boy tonight. Let's find out who the best NBA performer was from last night, shall we? Your
sure.
five nominees. Once again, is he sneaky an MVP candidate?
Who is
Austin
it?
Reeves.
Oh, maybe. What'd he do?
28 points, 16 assists.
I'm almost let down by that line. That's how good he's been. That
28
is an MVP candidate.
Though, and they got Lakers got another win over the T-Wolves. Speaking of the T-Wolves, Julius Randle in a loss, 33 points, 5 boards, 6 assists.
All right.
Lauri Markkanen.
Another 50 burger?
Lauri Markkanen had 32 points and 5 boards.
Yeah.
Scotty Barnes, he's going to be all-star.
My man Scotty Barnes, sure. 31 points, 5 boards for the Raptors. Or was it Cade Cunningham, 30 points, 6 rebounds, and 10 assists?
I think you got to go Reeves. They won in Minnesota, as you said. Yeah. Monster. I think you got to go Austin Reeves.
The guy's great.
Yeah.
The guy's great. I only remember Austin Reeves. There was an Instagram video. Remember I talked about this before? Where they're like Austin Reeves, when there are baddies in the front row, turns into like Kobe Bryant. They like he like
must,
fell into like
a
front row.
A lot of baddies front row.
It was like all like Instagram models in the front row. He like fell into them, and then they cut to highlights and him just burying threes like 100 threes. It was like killing it. Like nice. All right, whatever works.
Well, they don't need LeBron and they don't need Luka.
Nope, they got Austin Reeves.
Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
And it's another happy birthday to this gentleman as well.
Oh.
Celebrating his birthday, that gives it away.
I gotta start looking at these.
Yeah, he's a
ahead
former,
of time. Yeah.
Former big leaguer who was a shortstop. Played 10 years in the majors.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
One-time All-Star.
That's a clue. 10 years in the majors. Okay,
10 years in the majors.
All-star, yeah.
One-time All-Star shortstop.
Uh-huh.
Not his All-Star season, but he did finish 18th in the MVP one year.
Sure.
The most home runs he hit in the season was 14.
Oh, boy.
But in that same season, he had 30 swipes.
Well, I like that.
He played for three teams.
Okay.
Twins, Rays, Padres. He was also in a World Series. He was a part of the 08 Tampa Bay Rays team that lost the World Series. So he does have World Series experience to keep the World Series theme. Let's see. Right-hander. Right-handed stick. Obviously a right-hander playing shortstop, but also a right-handed stick. Career 270 hitter. And he made $17.6 million.
There's a lot of silence right now. I'm desperately trying to think of that Rays team.
People are sending in
I'm not looking.
Movie suggestions. Okay.
I'm not
Hereditary,
looking.
Good one. Toni Collette, excellent in
it's
that.
It's not Ben. It can't be Ben Zobrist.
Twitch chat has it.
It can't be. It's not like B.J. Upton.
It's not Ben Zobrist or B.J. Upton.
Who else was even on that Rays team? Come on, Jones.
Did you give us a range of years? You just said 08.
Okay, so he, cup of coffee, 04, his last season. Oh, my God, he only played three games. His last season was 14, but he barely played.
Whew.
But his All-Star year was 09, and he was on that 08 World Series team.
He was an all-star for the Rays?
He's an all-star for the Rays.
In the World Series for the Rays. We should know this. This is going to be... I'm going to be...
Played with Crawford and Longoria.
This is going to be bad. Yeah,
he was on
right.
those teams.
Yeah, those guys. Yeah. I remember those guys.
You know this guy. You know the guys.
Brent Abernathy, who's been a random ball player.
We've had him before. Yeah. Played with my cousin down in Atlanta. No, he is a...
I'm looking. This is horrible.
You're going to look?
You got a nickname?
Oh, let me see. I went off of his page.
I already looked. If you guys want to keep guessing.
His nickname?
I'm annoyed at myself.
No, sadly, no nickname.
I'm annoyed. Jason Bartlett.
He got it! The Red
Sox win! Jason Bartlett.
Good player.
He's solid.
Yeah, he's an all-star. He sounds like about a one-time all-star.
Yeah, he was fine.
For a World Series
top 20
team.
MVP.
Hey, he got some MVP votes.
Yeah, he did.
He'd stock you some dingers.
Oh, wait, 18th in the MVP. Yeah,
he's still got one vote.
Right.
His all-star season, he had 320.
Yeah, what was he up to that year?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not going to ask him.
Yeah.
He had a 6-2 war that year.
No nickname.
That's
suspect.
He is 46.
Well, happy birthday.
Yeah, hell yeah.
To Jason Bartlett, the Bartman, as they used to call him.
No, yep. Doesn't say
that's
that
what,
here.
That's what they did.
Not on here.
Random ball player every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. 617-779-7937.
Somebody guessed Andy Ashby.
Honestly, it's a safe guess.
You might as well.
Andy, just get in there with
every
Andy
day.
Ashby.
It will be him again.
Yeah. once a month, it's Andy Ashby. We got WEEI Afternoons. You can dial him up. Tommy Curran and the Razor, Andrew Raycroft. Plus, you got Hunt. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after trending with Billy Lanny, it is not time for grab bag. No. We'll get you the clip du jour next. Sorry.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.